Hey everybody, it's me, I'm back, Noel Michael Smith, yeah, the infamous Mr. Smith. I'm back with another great episode of the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. It's so good to be back. I missed you all. Why have I been away for so long? Things have been happening. It's just so much been happening. I've gone back to school. I started studying again, and there's been some drama happening in some of the centers that I teach at. I'm sure you've been online and read all about that already. May fill in about that later, but for now, let's just get into this show. I want to start off with something that we had going on the last time I did a podcast. You know, I haven't done a podcast in 3 months. It's a whole 3 months. That's got to be the longest period, I think. I'm not sure. I'm bringing that up now because we've just had Super Sunday. And the last time I had a podcast, we just had Super Sunday. And Super Sunday is a great event that we've got going on. And this month was no exception. We had a very small turnout because we had, you know, every time we have Super Sunday, there's always another event going on. Last time we had Super Sunday, we had the London Marathon. This time we had some bike race going on. I didn't know what the bike race was called, but I know it was huge, massive. They were going through all the country lanes and everything. All the roads were blocked off. My students couldn't get to my class. As a result, we only had 12 people there. I gotta say, it was awesome. Why was it awesome? People always say these things are awesome and these things are good without giving a reason of why it is. I'm gonna tell you the reason. Number one, the first thing is first. I love my music. You know we love our music here at Lofu. My main preference of music is Soulful House. However, when it comes to a workout, doing a class and getting those fast BPMs going, I love drum and bass. That's my main preference of music in a workout. Yeah, if I'm sitting down, driving my car, doing all this and that, then I want to listen to my Soulful House. I love all genres of music, but Soulful House is my best love. Saying that, my best female artists and my best male artists are not Soulful House singers. I ain't going to tell you that. I'm sure most of you already know, but I'll leave that for a quiz next time and have a giveaway if someone can guess who my favorite female artist is and my favorite male artists. Anyway, let's get back to what I was saying. Super Sunday. The reason why Super Sunday was so good. I love my music. We did a whole 90-minute workout of drum and bass. Covered all the genres. We covered soulful drum and bass, Latin drum and bass, deep drum and bass, and even some old school drum and bass. It was so good. And soldier drum and bass as well. You know what soldier is? Go into my Mixcloud and you can get all my mixes there. And in fact, you've not gone onto my Mixcloud already? What is going on? Now, I've only got two mixes there because I don't put a mix up like these other guys. Just put a mix up for the heck of it. My mixes have meaning. I have to feel the moment. And if I put a mix out for you, it's got to have a story, not just putting it out for the sake of putting it out, because there's so many people on Mixcloud doing their thing. I leave it down to them. If you can't bring anything new to the table, don't bring anything at all. That's the way I see it. Sounds good? Yeah. All right, let's get back to this Super Sunday, because I keep diverting. I'm so happy to be with you. You know, it's such a great thing. I'm talking to you. I'm here. I'm finally here speaking to you. What a great thing. Super Sunday, I had a bar. And one of the reasons I had a bar, I just told you, is my music. The music was so good, using that drum and bass music. We hit some serious tempos there, you know. We actually started a class on 170. Bam, 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 build it up. We were finishing the class at 185, almost going on to 190. I've never used 190 in a workout before. I decided to test it out on these guys. I've used it in the States, but I've not used it here. Man, it worked well. They were in a good way when I was done with them. They're in a really good way. And they felt the effects the following day. And not only that, I had my system there. I was trying out a new system because in the holiday seasons here, I had ordered myself a subwoofer from my electronic supplier car, John. I was going to get 115 subwoofer, but it wouldn't fit in my car. So I had to go down in size and get the 12. And that thing is an absolute beast. When that thing thumps and it rumbles the floor, it's like an earthquake. You can feel the floor shaking. So I have that. I actually ordered 2 8-inches to play the middle and play the top. I can't stand those things. I've got them down here on the floor. I'm looking at them now. I can't stand them. They've got power. It's not giving me the frequencies that I want. Because if you got a sub rumbling the floor and you got the high notes right up above your head, you need something in the middle. A mid-range is a peculiar thing, you know, because there are different frequencies of mid-range. You could get low mid and high mid. That thing was only giving me high mid, if that. So when it comes to the bass, you heard the rumbling, you had the rumbling and the undertone, but you didn't actually hear the bass notes. I don't use it anymore. I've gone back to using my 10-inch speakers. Coming back to Super Sunday, I use 2 10-inch speakers with tweeters in them, and then they were on the stage, one on the left, one on the right, in the middle on the floor. I had my sub, because sub's non-directional. You could put it anywhere in the room and you still hear it and feel it. And when my music is thumping and playing like that, and I could hear the clarity and I could hear the depth, that makes me happy. Not just that, I was throwing down some serious choreography. All the new stuff that I do, you're going to get it at Super Sunday first. You're not going to get it at my other classes. Super Sunday is the place where all the new choreography is done. And once it's done there, it then gets filtered down to my other classes. And depending on what class that is, because I don't often put in intricate, complicated choreography in my classes, because that's not what it's about. People come there to get a workout. So I try and blend in some stuff, but I've got to keep it quite tame. It's been a while, so, and there's been a lot happening, but I want to tell you about how I came about doing what I'm doing here now. I don't know if you heard the story before, but I'm going to go deep into this story right now. Are y'all ready for this? Get yourself a cup of tea, sit down, put your feet up, relax, close your eyes, and listen up. I'm going to take you for a ride. Okay, right now. This journey for me started off in the 80s. My main event was track and field. That's what I did at school. I was really good at that. High jump. I tried the high jump. I was okay, but there were guys better than me. It was 100 meters, 200 meters, and long jump. And you find that most sprinters double up or triple up on the long jump. Do you remember Carl Lewis? They had the 3 events that he used to do. Love that guy. Really great athlete. That's my thing. I used to do judo and boxing as well, so all the fighting arts, but I was mainly into my track and field at the time. And I, just by chance, I met a guy called Tony Lloyd. He was my main instructor. Now, most people now, when they want to become a fitness teacher, they go on a fitness certification. Now, I hadn't done that, and you didn't do that back in the 80s. You found a mentor. You hung with that guy or that girl and you stuck with them like glue and you learned your trade through them. Like an apprentice. So that's what I did with my first sensei. I stuck with him. He was good for me at the time because there were people smoking around me. So I didn't smoke before the seatbelt laws were out. You didn't have to wear a seatbelt, although we wore our seatbelt and people looked at us and thought we were geeks. It was great being around him because he did all the things that people thought were uncool and he made them cool, and it was good for me at that time. And I learned so much from this man. And then I met another lady who also became my mentor. So I've had 3 main mentors, but I'm going to concentrate on just 2 of them. And this lady was absolutely so good to me. Good in the way that she took what I already knew and brought it to another level. And she was so calm, but yet so firm. And she came from a dance, aerobic, fitness background. The psychology behind the way she taught me was second to none. I've never seen anything like that before. Esme Newton Dunn, the author of, what's the book called? Man, what's that book called? The Bodywork Book. The author of The Bodywork Book, massive book that was hitting the stores in the early 90s, and the Staying in Shape videos back in the 80s, the late 80s, early 90s. She used to teach me in Pineapple Dance Studio. She had a class there. Bodywork, she had a class at Dance Addict. She had a class at, there were all of these great places where I used to go and train. She took me all over the place. Yeah, Tony took me there as well. But when I was with Esme, it was another level. I was stuck to her like glue. She had a husband, a boyfriend, I don't know if they were married, called Clayton Marshall. Clayton was also a great guy. He was a dancer, very slim, very skinny man. I loved these guys. I used to get up in the morning, drive down to their house, and just hang with these guys all day. They didn't charge me. They just wanted me being around. But you know, when you're young and you're doing this and doing that, they're getting out of it. You do things that they don't want to do. So if they... you're fetching their bag, you're teaching their classes, and I'm great because I'm getting experience and I'm being taught by these guys and they're giving me everything they've got. So I learned so much from them. And also at the time, I was just creating my own workout. I was doing a workout with Tony Lloyd called a Shape Workout, but that fizzled out and I was just creating my own. That's when my workout became Club Energize. And that's another story. One day I'll tell you how I came up with that name, but just that name alone is a whole story in itself. I told you there was so much to say. So Esme Newton-Dunn, love her. Don't know where she is now. Look her up online. She's a bit hard to find online. I just about located her book and her video, and that's it. But I'm not in touch with her anymore, which is a shame. Then I started my workout called Club Energize. No, first of all, it was called Energize. It was called Energize for a long time. And then some people jumped on a bandwagon and started stealing my name, and it was becoming a chore. So I just changed the name. And how we changed that name, again, I've got so many stories to tell you. How we changed that name, that's another story in itself. But I'll be brief and quick about that. Let's just say we did a workout in a club one day, and it was really good. And from then, I put the name Club on the beginning of Energize and called it Club Energize. So that where that name came from. We had Club Energize and those workouts were really good because that was... This is getting crazy. Is this story going to end? Because I'm just about to tell you about something else where on its own there'll be another story. Where we were coming into the aerobic championship days. And a lot of my workout ideas were that good because they were created for aerobic championship. Not that we were doing aerobic championship moves per se. We weren't doing hitch kicks and split kicks and stuff like that in the class. Where I do the martial arts, and with martial arts, particularly Kung Fu, you have precision movement. And I haven't told you about my martial arts yet. I've just touched on it, but I haven't told you about that. But I want to keep it to fitness. So where I've got my martial arts training with the real solid karate punches and sharp karate kicks. And then you have the balletic flowing Kung Fu moves. And everything's precision. Even when I was doing my track and field, be responsible for where your limbs are. Both hands, both feet, where you're looking, everything is accountable for. I always brought that into my fitness class. So when people looked into my fitness class, they would say, wow, all these people are experts. They've been doing it for years. No, I have people in that's come in for the first time, maybe only done it once or twice, and they look just as good from the outside, I gotta say. They look just as good as the people that have been doing it for years. Clearly, no, the people that have been doing it for years got impeccable technique. But if you're looking in from the outside, you see that my whole class is moving together. Hands are all in the same place. If they're by the shoulders, they're by the shoulders. If they're above their head, they're right above their head. There's nothing vague because I don't do vague in my class. So when you're doing your aerobics competition, you've got precision movement because all based around, go look it up online. There's an 80s aerobic video online. And it shows all the criteria, all the moves. And you see these girls wearing their Lycra stuff and they're looking really great and all glamorous and doing their thing. It's good viewing. It's good viewing. You may laugh a little because it's 80s, but don't look at the new stuff. Gymnastics Federation took it over and messed it all up. They brought all their gymnastics rubbish into it and it just looks not good. It's not good at all. So one day, you know, I might bring it back in another form. I have the power to do that. I shouldn't even tell you my dreams. But if someone else did it, no big deal. I jump on board and get involved in it. But if no one does it, then I'll do it. That's where a lot of my precision come from. And you know, when you're being judged on your press-ups, your sit-ups, your jump jacks, your high kicks, everything's got to be precision. And we're talking about high kicks as in dance high kicks, not kickboxing high kicks, because they're different. That was the whole philosophy behind Club Energize workout. But wait, there's more. You know, back in those days, it was high impact aerobics, which means jogging on the spot. You know, I love that stuff, but that stuff is only for a time. But something happened in the early 90s. Something really good happened. I don't think a lot of people, all the old school people, really got to grips with this. Low impact happened. Cardio funk happened. I wasn't really a cardio funk kind of guy, although I'm a good dancer and I love my dance, and the cardio funk thing was good, but it wasn't somewhere I wanted to go because I found cardio funk undisciplined in what you do with your arms and your feet. You know, it's a undisciplinedness. I didn't want to do that. I'll tell you what you could class my level of thinking at. You know, when you see gymnastic tournaments and their hands and feet have got to be in a specific place when they do a tumble and the hands. That's why I love watching that stuff. I'm not a gymnast, but I do love seeing when they're judged, they have to keep their body parts in check. And that's very similar to the aerobic tournaments that we used to do. If you want to get into how I see a class panning out, that's how I see it panning. Another thing, synchronized swimming. A friend of mine is a synchronized swimmer. Nice lady. Don't come to my class anymore. I would love to see her back. But I love sync. She knows who I'm talking about. She trains synchronized swimmers. And when I told her I'm fascinated with these ladies and what they do, it's because it's very similar. It's done in the water, but it's very similar to what we used to do without the hyperextension, that is. So anyway, I want to tell you, go back to cardio funk and low impact. Derek Evans, another guy, he wasn't with my sensei. As I said, I only had two main sensei, and I'm going to keep reminding you of Esme. Esme was a great friend, great sensei, mentor, I should say. I only had two mentors. Esme was one of them. This person was somebody who I saw all the time. We met up all the time when we were doing the aerobic tournaments. Now, Derek Evans, I'm going to tell you who he is in a minute. Those of you in England would know this guy when I say who he is. Derek Evans used to be a compere at the Reebok aerobic tournaments that I used to do. And we just became friends over a period of time. And at the beginning of a Reebok tournament, to warm up that crowd, he used to do a cardio funk workout. Did it very well as well. But here's the thing. He was dating Tessa Sanderson at the time. Tessa Sanderson, you guys over in the States won't know her. If you look her up, she's a British Olympic champion. She's a javeler. Nice lady. Again, in the 80s, 90s, everyone was friends with everybody. The industry is small. So she was dating Derek Evans, and Derek Evans actually became Mr. Motivator. Yeah, that's him, Derek himself. So he was doing cardio funk, and I loved the way that he always kept it low impact. And the first time I saw this low impact done in that way, and I said, wow, that is something. I want to keep my workout low impact also, but I don't like the way this guy is doing this stuff. It's too much gyrating and throwing the arms around. It didn't seem to be controlled in the way I want it to be controlled. But then I met another guy. I went to a place called, a girl ran this place, and again, she's really famous, was famous it back in the 80s in the UK. I cannot remember her name. Oh man, it's got to come to me. That name's got to come back to me. Bridget Wood, there you go. Yeah, Bridget Wood. She owned a place called a fitness center. And she was like a UK Jane Fonda. That was the woman, man. That was the woman. So Bridget Wood owned the fitness center, which was in a place called Covent Garden. I used to drive over there, pay my money, man. Paid my money back then. Yeah. Drive over there. And I did this guy's class. He traveled all the way from Birmingham. That's Birmingham in the UK, in the Midlands, not Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham in the UK, man. So he drove down to do this class. And I know why. This guy was pale white, and I've got to bring the color into it, because he was pale white with this bright yellow outfit on, man. And it just looked wrong. It just looked totally wrong. But it worked. I love this guy. He was just, he's low impact. He wasn't doing cardio funk. He was doing low impact aerobics. And I came out of that class, and I was crazily mashed up, man. And I thought, how the heck am I feeling this way, and I'm not jumping around? This guy had a way, it was a 90-minute class. This guy had a way of just bringing this workout to one level and one thing to another. I love the way this guy moved. To this day, I have not met a teacher as cool and as just, his workout crept up to me like a thief in the night. It was mind-blowing. I was married at the time. Me and my wife used to go to his class and do it. Me and Pam used to drive all the way. No, we didn't drive. We used to get on the train all the way out from Kingston and go right into Covent Garden and do his class, man. It was worth doing. Learned a lot from this guy. So I modeled my Club Energize off some of that as well. Club Energize were busy, great, massive classes, went on for many, many years. Some lovely people around me, you know, Malcolm Rowe and some others. But things had to change. When I was doing the aerobic competitions, a man, Roger Byrne, who was running the Arvia aerobic competitions, because there was two at the time. One ran by Reebok, the other one ran by Arvia. Arvia is a shoe company. I don't hear too much about them nowadays. They were a rival shoe company to Reebok. I prefer wearing Arvia shoes because they just seem to be more substantial than the Reebok. The Reebok was coming a little bit gimmicky and just for fashion, rather than doing what it's supposed to be doing. Anyway, Roger Byrne was running the Arvia aerobic competitions. He said to me, I want to put on a show before my competitions. I need you to devise a martial arts workout. I was trying, and I got to say, it beat me, man. And if I cannot do something and do it the way I want to do it, I don't do it at all. It definitely beat me. I couldn't get the aerobics to match with the martial arts. It was all looking and feeling disjointed. So I said, Roger, can't go there right now. You know, it's going to take a lot longer than you want. And over a period of time, that competition, the whole aerobic championship scene died, and that never materialized. Until I was at a friend's house and I saw this video with this guy, bald-head, shiny guy, doing this workout. And I'm just looking at this guy and I'm thinking, is that me? Although I didn't have bald head, but now and again I had my head shaved really low for kickboxing competitions when I used to compete. I said, is that me? I don't remember shooting a video, and it weren't. This guy had an American accent and doing his thing, and a little bigger than me as well. But on the videos, you can't really tell. Over a period of time, I didn't hear much about this. And it was a guy that was living in Dubai. It was Adam. Said there's a girl in Dubai who has done this workout called Taibo, and it looks like Club Energize. So cut a long story short, this man was Billy Blanks. Now, I mentioned Billy Blanks to a particular man that I was training with at the time. His name was Neville Ray, well-known man in the world of martial arts. When I mentioned that I was going to see chap in LA called Billy Blanks, Neville Ray said, Billy, hey, man, Billy and I go back a long way. Those competitions that we used to have, and he told me some stories about Billy, and that made me just feel real comfortable about going over, because I'm going to LA, you know, I'm going to go to a foreign place on my own. You know, you heard that Sting tune. Yeah, the Sting who used to be in the Police. I'm an Englishman in New York. That's how I felt. In LA, all on his own. I don't know where I'm going to this hostile place, man. But when I got there, they were so nice. I mean, again, that's a story in itself. I tell that story one day. That's an amazing story. There's so much stories within this story. How long is this podcast going to go on for? I got to say, I've been in a room with some characters in my days, but he is truly a master. I don't want people to take things that I've learnt and teach me other rubbish. He took what Esme taught me and built on it. That's what life is about. It's about building, moving forward, moving up. Yeah, don't crash what you've already learnt. It's like a Lego, man. You build on top of Lego. You break the Lego down, you have to rebuild it. And that's just a waste of time and hard work. So Billy Blanks built on top of what I already had. And some of the things he taught me took my training to another level. I remember Billy saying to me one day, I'm not going to see you for another year. You're going to go back to England. You're going to come back to me next year. I want you fitter. Much of what I am now, I owe to him and Esme in particular. Billy Blanks, I will tell you more about him, what he gave to me, when I give you my next sector. So I'm calling this little session that I'm doing now, Who? W-H-O. Who? Who am I? I'm just telling you who I am. The reasons why I'm telling you this is because I have had some altercations in the last couple of weeks or months with a particular student. So I want to give you a breakdown of where I've come from and the type of person I am and why I do what I do, because a lot of time people don't understand why I do what I do. I can't even begin to tell you how much martial arts has had an influence on me and my life. The martial arts has kept me the person that I am right now. Strong, focused in the head sense of the word, looking forward, on track. I'm going to end this broadcast right now. And this is chapter one. My next podcast is going to be out next week. And I'm going to bring you chapter two. And that's going to be simply named What? What is Lofu Fitness? I hope I weren't too self-centered and I just didn't rant on about myself constantly. But there's a reason for bringing this to you in this way, and the reason will be all apparent next week. Please tune in and listen to me next week. I'm so sorry I've been away for so long. It won't happen again. There will be another episode coming out next week. Come sun, rain, or shine. Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Please come back. Sorry I've been away for so long. It's so good to be back with y'all. I've got so much to tell you. Stick around. I love you all. See you next time. Bye-bye.